And that advice would probably not dispose at least one of my next guests, Kevin Markwood, who owns and runs the cinema in Uckfield, Sussex. He came in with industry analyst Michael Gubbins to talk about the business side of film going over the past few months. British comedy The Inbetweeners, for example, has taken £27 million in the past few weeks. Who predicted that? Kevin and Michael were last in the studio in May, so was it a summer of surprises? Kevin Markwood, didn't he?
There were more surprises, actually, on both sides. Surprises. Films that took money and films that didn't take money.
Saved your life,
actually,
I heard.
The surprise hits, obviously, and yet, when the time Bridesmaids.
Came, but when it came to picking sides between him and Annaline,
you didn't hesitate. That was the big thing about it, wasn't it? It just kept going.
With your war experience.
Which was great, the word of mouth helped out.
You survived this long, I suppose, because of your ability to change sides.
There's been a massive boost. I don't think anybody was expecting that, and that was a real bonus. Halfway through the summer.
Gary Oldman and before him Alec Guinness as incarnations of George
Smiley. So well? Because the television to and film
spy master first portrayed on screen by Guinness
in the 1979 television adaptation
of John le Carré's 1974 novel.
Army and on the, buses.
The situation is this. Smiley, reserved, watchful, aging, is tasked with finding a traitor within the upper tier of the British Intelligence Service. He's only too familiar with betrayal, both at work, deception is part of the job, and at home.
Base for
the casting of Gary Oldman as George initially seemed surprising. His best-known roles included Sid Vicious, Jim Wharton, and a wiry, sensuous Dracula. Far from the understated intelligence of Smiley, Gary Oldman gave me his reading
was the right time. It knew exactly that point in the summer that would get repeat visits, and I think that's actually a big part of this as well. It understood the way that social networks were going to work in the summer and the way that people were going to start hearing about it through word of mouth, and it's timed it almost perfectly, I think, for a massive DVD hit as well. So, it was a very, very smartly thought out piece of business.
And a sadness that
so, what were the surprise flops then?
The parts
well,
that played
I would say
in
Super 8 didn't perform as well sort of as I did, so a lot of people had anticipated.
Characters
I think it was aiming at an at a nostalgia that actually the kids wouldn't really understand now.
Playing
and also,
someone who's,
of course, Cowboys and Aliens rather underperformed.
It's all going on.
One of the big surprises was Senna, actually. That
he's
was a big surprise over the summer. That did very, very well. Very
good
listener. Very well. Actually, I think we took more with that than
Thor. It's a role of a lifetime.
So did you have any discussions with
I think the either before I thought Senna was a very inventive piece of cinema. You were talking about footage of someone that you knew what the end was, and yet somehow it became very gripping.
And that's where film digital actually came into its own. This is
really
a release that was definitely driven by
too much outside.
Probably would have had trouble getting a look in on 35mm.
It's all there.
No one would have invested that kind of money on a release that wide for a film like that.
I think, it's really important that people understand how digital is transforming the market.
With the series.
In 2007, there were 220 digital screens in the UK. Now there's more than 2,000. You've got suddenly this explosion that's allowed people to watch films differently.
You talked with him about
most obviously
the series
in 3D,
about,
but actually different kinds of releases.
Extent,
and I think that has had
shadow,
a big effect
say,
on revenues.
I'm going to put that interpretation
from 3D.
Aside,
and I think it's made a difference. I think some of the films
must
that
must be quite difficult,
well,
especially if you're having discussions.
Case in point.
So, we're working and digital is the key point.
Essentially, on the same role.
You could. Once it started to sort of build by word of mouth, it was then possible for people to add it and put it on at short notice.
Yes, more than because what would have happened more than one two or three years ago?
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, they're big shoes to fill.
Tops. So even if you wanted to play,
one of the things
it,
that changes,
wait.
I mean,
it
aside
a very long time
any
for it
way
to get
that you might regard the role, is that, you know, the decades go by since he did it, and I guess that
now, we mentioned
our
3D,
way of seeing
when
that
we
situation,
met,
even though the book
you
remains
were
the same,
quite
probably
changes
pirates,
too, and
obviously then 3D of Smiley and his position, both with his colleagues and I suppose with his wife.
It
probably take a different view of it now.
I mean, we are making the movie.
2D is way above 3D.
The movie is its own thing.
The same, I don't know.
We've honoured the book.
People much preferred to see it in 2D. And 3D.
So what's the difference in price then between the 2D and the 3D, more or less?
We charge about £1.80 more.
And I think and that's what's
there was
refreshing
a piece of research
about.
From
we go to the movies
Murray,
and you're, I feel like sometimes you're just assaulted
a certain amount
by
of dissatisfaction
imagery
with
cutting
the quality.
And sound.
It was this sense that
and it's nice
it
to
has
watch.
To be amazing for you to pay that extra bit of money. As an exhibitor,
piece
I'm, I think it's
about
on the
people
way
and about
but
characters.
I think if 3D fails,
we're that much further away from
trouble,
the war.
I think an enormous amount of
away
Hollywood
from,
money
I mean, the Communist
has gone
Party,
into this 3D
and it's
revolution.
Less
the idea of,
I think,
of increasing revenues
audience,
through 3D has been fundamental to studio policy.
Would betray his country.
That falls
our
apart.
Version
3D turns
is
out
less
just to be a